Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maseches Dmai, Daf Dalet in the Ois Vador edition, Perek Rishon, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We're going to start Daf Gimel Beis on the bottom. The Gemara continues the Mishnah, quotes the Mishnah that says, V'ha-goyfnon. Goyfnon is one of the type of fruits which are included in Kalim Sheba Dmai, the list of fruits that are they're not Chayav in Dmai, which was a Maisa that comes in Suffolk. So the Gemara says, what is the Goyfnon? It's called Shemira. That's the name of this fruit. Now, it says the Gemara, my bein be Yehudo, bein be Golel. Is there a difference between Yehuda and Golel? I mean, our Mishnah, we have a list of fruits. And then we added and we said that by Yehuda, there's another list. When we said the word Goyfnon, which is in the original list, is that also the din by Yehuda? Is that including Yehuda as well? It says the Gemara, min ma de matlim le moto be Galilo. In the Galil, they have a mashal, as if say a mashal speaking to this tree. And what do they say? Says the one of Dalam Dalf. Shomro, what does it stand for? Shomar Moro. It guards the owner. Meaning it's not a real fruit that you eat, it's more just to be a protection around the field. Man Motoloch in Tavlayo. Who compares you to a tavlin, to a spice, meaning to food? You're only a guard, you're not food. That's what they say in Golel. They don't say this sentence in Yehuda. So the Gemara, do amro be Golel potu be Yehuda chayo. From here you see, Golel is a place where they don't consider the Shomer to be something special, and therefore there's no chiyu of Dmai. But in Yehuda, you don't say this mashal, and there they have more chashivas, more importance to this type of fruit, and therefore he is chayav in Dmai. Continues the Gemara, brings the Mishnah, kuzbiro, which is kuzbarto, translated to coriander. And again, the Gemara asks, "Ma bein be Yehuda bein be Golel? Is there a difference in Yehuda than in Golel when how you treat the kuzbarto?" Says the Gemara, "Mi mandi matli motol be deroimo." From the fact they have a moshul that they say in deroimo means in the south in Yehuda, kuzbarto man matlich loch in tavlayo. The kuzbaro, who is going to compare you to a tavlin, to a spice, to food? You're just something that's left in the field and doesn't really have any consideration. The fact you say the mashal only in Yehuda, not in Golel, that tells you by Yehuda, kuzbarto doesn't have chashivas, and therefore there's no dmai, one needs to take out of it. But by Golel, it has chashivas, so one is obligated in dmai. So more goes on, it says, v'achoymetz, which means vinegar, and that was part of the list of Yehuda. Originally, vinegar in Yehuda is not obligated in Maishas at all. They used to use wine to make that for Nesachim, it was a Bisamigdosh. So the wine would come to Bisamigdosh to be part of the Nesachim, the Kalm as a carbon, and it would never become spoiled. So any vinegar that they had in Yehuda was not made from wine, meaning the wine would now become sour. So the wine would never become chaymetz. So how would chaymetz come? The way they did it, they used to take the skins of the grape, meaning the chartzonim, and adding water to the chartzonim, and that's what created the chaymetz, what we call vinegar. But it did not come from wine. But now there's no Beis HaMikdash. They don't bring wine to Beis HaMikdash anymore. So the wine does spoil, does sour. Chayof. So now Yechaya, meaning now the Choymitz is important. Choymitz used to be a very simple Poshada drink. It was not something Choshu because it did not come from wine. But today the wine becomes Choymitz, so that's something more important and it's Chayav in Dmai. Says the Gemara, Maklef Eshitos De Abiyudo. The Chur Abiyudo contradicts himself. The Tani and Tamon, it says in the Mishnah over there, Hamet Hamed V'nosan Mayim B'mido. Someone who did Temin. You can say it takes the skins of the grape, put water on it, and that creates the chaymetz. And then he measures, he sees the exact amount of water that he put in. That's the exact amount of liquid that he has. So in that case, potter is potter from a meiser. Why? Because there was nothing that was added to the water. It used to be water before. So even though maybe there was a little coloring, a little taste that came into the water, but there's no real substance that was added to the water because the water is the same measurement. I really say you're still chayef. Because there's still some taste and something that came in from the temet. And as the Gemara in Bavli explains, some of the water went into the chartzonim, and some of the substance of the chartzonim went into the water. So clearly it says that even by temed you chayv in meiser. V'kanu omer ochen, and here he says that the only vinegar that's chayv is only the one that comes from wine, not the one that comes from temed. That's why originally there was no obligation to give demai from temed. It says the Gemara, omer avlo, your avlo answers, but we show you hanovi merubois. Originally, the grapes were, there were a lot of grapes. And the chartzonim were not important. So there was no maaseh from there. Now, there's not a lot of grapes. Chartzonim chashuv is chartzonim more chashuv. Meaning, what is the Gemara saying? Gemara says like this. During the time of Beis HaMikdosh, so A, there was a lot of grapes, there was a lot of wine, and the wine never turned to vinegar. So then, whatever you made from chartzonim was not important. Then there's no obligation of maaseh over there. And all you have is on the grapes. Today, two things change. First of all, grapes turn to vinegar. Wine turns to vinegar. Number two is you don't have that much of grapes. So today, the grapes are vinegar and you have to use temet as well. Both of them are chayav and meiser. But comes that according to what the Gemara is saying over here. The reason the original chaymitz in Yehuda is potter is because it's not important. And if that's the case, it's not only potter, it's not only not obligated in Demai, but also is not obligated in Maisa itself. Demai, as we learn, is a sofik, it's a doubt. When you take fruits from Haaretz, so then there's different din in the work over there. Maisa is when you know for sure you chayav. But in this case, chaymitz is not important at all, and therefore it's not chayav in Maisa either. And this leads to the following question of the Gemara. So the Gemara, Ravuno, Marav Yirmiyo, Boi, Leisa, Do, Pligol, Shimon, Lakish. L'chura, this argument of Shimon, Lakish, as we learned in Daf Aleph, there's a machlokes of Yechim, Lakish. When the Mishnah says that you have a list of things that are potter, is only potter from Dmai, but you chayav in Maiser, that's a shita of Rish Lakish, because we're talking about the fact that Amoritz does take on Maiser from these lists, or we talk about, it says Dmai, but it really refers to Maiser as well, because these things are hefker, and you potter completely. According to what we just explained now regarding vinegar, so we see it sounds that not only potter from Dmai, potter also from Maiser, so this is a question, a raya against Rish Lakish, and the Gemara does not answer. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a rimin, which is a type of fruit, is potter from Dmai, except rimei shikmo. So the Gemara asks, the yirbu kol rimim al rimei shikmo v'yupturim. Why is rimei shikmo chayav Dmai? If there's rimin of other places and you have the rimei shikmo, the rimei shikmo should be bottle barayif, it should be counsel in the majority. As Chaim explains, the Gemara understands now that we talk about the rimin shikmo came to another location. So in that other location, there's much more rimin there now from Shikmo. So because you have most rimin of potter from Dubai, so it should be potter, right? Answers the Gemara in Amud Beis, Omar Abiyoyis eti potter b'mokam shiroi mishamrim. Meaning we're not talking about the rimin of Shikmo came to somewhere else. We're talking about the rimin of Shikmo in their location, in Shikmo, in that place. And that place, they are the majority, and therefore they're not potter. Says the Gemara, Abiyoyis eti b'rebi bohi, Reis is still at a problem. I mean, there's no borders over here. They don't allow the fruits of Shikmo to go somewhere else or the fruits of somewhere else to come to Shikmo. So if so, they're all considered to be one big world. So the rimi of the entire world should be mevatel, the rimi of Shikmo, and make them potter, because rimi are potter and other rimi, and the majority of rimi are potter from Dmai, so also rimi Shikmo should be potter from Dmai. We're now in Halacha Beis, Zok the Mishnah. Hadmai. What's unique about Dmai? Now, the simple understanding of the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara. The Mishnah is talking about Maisa Sheni right now. You have to give Maisa Sheni, the second Maiser. What is it did in the second Maiser? You take the fruits of Maisa Sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim. Or there's an option to be poide, to redeem the fruits, to exchange the fruit and money, and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, when you have Dmai, it's a suffix. You're not sure if the Amar is did Maisa Sheni or not. So there's a few lenient halachas regarding that. When you redeem it, you don't have to add a chaymish. A regular ma'isa sheni, you have to add a chaymish, you have to add 25% above it. A regular ma'isa sheni, you have to make sure that after 3 years is gone. By Dmai, you don't. Someone who had a mace, and the first day of avail is considered to be an oinen, and an oinen cannot eat ma'isa sheni, but he could eat Dmai. He could go to Yerushalayim and go out. Ma'isa sheni, once it goes into Yerushalayim, now I'll take it out. Umim abdim es mi'utoi badrochim. If you have a very small amount, you don't have to bring it up. You can let it get lost on the way. V'noisloi la'amaretz, v'oichloi kenegdoi. You can give the amaretz these fruits, and then take other fruits and say, in exchange of these fruits, I'm going to take these fruits, the other fruits, to Yerushalayim. This is something we do not allow to do in Ma'aseh Sheni, because we're afraid that before you can eat the fruits of Yerushalayim, he's going to lose out the Ma'aseh Sheni Be'adayim, and it's going to be too late. But Demai, we're not choshish. Says the Mishnah, Michalel oisoy kesev al kesev and nechoshis al nechoshis. You're allowed to take silver coins and exchange it for silver coins. You're allowed to take copper coins, exchange it for the copper coins. When Ma'aseh Sheni itself, you're not allowed to. You have to exchange silver for copper. Continues the Mishnah, Daf Yam Amud Alef. Kesef al nechoshis. You also can exchange silver on copper, which is something you could do in regular Ma'aseh Sheni, but then we do it only midoichak, only if I have no other choice. Better not to exchange money for money. But here you could do it lechatchila. V'nechoshis al ha-peiros. And then you could take the copper and exchange that for the fruits. In Ma'aseh Sheni, regular Ma'aseh Sheni, you cannot exchange the money for fruits. Only once you got to Yerushalayim, then you exchange your fruits and eat the fruits. But before you got to Yerushalayim, the money stays as money and you have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. In the Ma'ay, you can exchange the money for fruits even outside of Yerushalayim. And now we have two girsaris here in the Mishnah. The first girsa is without the word bilvat. The Mishnah says, v'yachzor v'yivtes apeyrus divir amir. Then he will go, if he wants to, and redeem the fruits for money. He cannot redeem this fruits that were exchanged for money. He has to take these actual fruits to Yerushalayim. Meaning, according to this girsa, Remeir is more makel, is more lenient. Not only can you exchange the fruit for money, and then go take the money, exchange that for fruits, you could go again, exchange the fruits, the second fruits, to money again. Chachamim say, no, you can't do that anymore. These second fruits have to be the ones going to Yerushalayim. The other girsa is the girsa, the way it's printed over here, he must exchange the fruits for money, because you can't bring fruits to Yerushalayim. You have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. Meaning, once you redeem the fruits for money, the original fruits for money, so then you don't bring any more fruits to Yerushalayim. It has to be money specifically. So if he redeemed fruits for money, then he took the money, redeeming for fruits, the second fruits he can't bring to Yerushalayim. He has to redeem them for money to bring the money to Yerushalayim. That's what Mary holds. He could bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. Meaning, Chachamim are more makel, more lenient. They can bring the second fruits to Yerushalayim as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai Daf Dalet.